Well, God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we continue our theme of stewardship. And we are August the 31st, 2025, and this will be the fourth audio on this, and we've looked at Joseph in Potiphar's house, and now we're going to look at Joseph in the prison. What did Joseph steward in the prison? What do the scriptures show us what he done? What insight can we gain from the stewardship lifestyle of Joseph? And how God helped him and how God was with him. And we want to kind of, you know, grasp how he operated as a steward, you know, behind the prison walls. We've seen how he operated behind Potiphar's walls. But how is he operating in a more difficult situation, in a unfavorable place where he was put and he didn't do anything wrong? You know, what was his attitude? How did he respond? You know, what was going on? And so I think what we'll do, we'll start in Genesis 39 and we'll read verses 20 to 23. It's a good starting point just to get the heart and the background here. And we, again, we want to see what is the true heart of this stewardship, you know. So Genesis 39 verses 20 to 23, it says, "And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound. And he was there in the prison." So he's in the king's prison, where the king's prisoners were bound, right? "But the Lord was with Joseph, and showed him mercy, and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison." Now, we've got to think of how Joseph was before. Like, he had integrity, heart, honesty, and God was with him, and God was working in him. So God made sure he got a good spot, a good place to operate in a difficult situation, right? In a not so favorable situation in life. And it says, "And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hands all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it." So whatever Joseph put out, he was the doer of it. "The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, and that which he did, the Lord made to prosper." So everything that Joseph did was made to prosper because God was with him, because God could trust Joseph to do what God was working in his heart and the things that come up for him to do. So we'll look at what did he actually steward. So the first thing we know is that he stewarded people, right? So he stewarded the life and welfare of the prisoners. Like we read in Genesis 39:22, it says, "All the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever they did, he was the doer of it." So Joseph was given the oversight of all the other prisoners, and he was responsible for ensuring their needs, their behavior, their activities were in order, right? Everything went on him. And possibly, you know, including the care for their daily routines, managing conflicts, you know, you can manage the whole cabal there, and ensuring discipline and well-being. He had to see the oversight of the well-being of everything that was happening there, so everything runs smooth. So, you know, we can see that a true steward does not just manage things, but cares for people. And that's a big thing, you know, we care for people. And Joseph took the responsibility for the others, even in that place of affliction that he was in. You know, you can read in other parts of the scriptures in Psalms, you know, that Joseph, you know, he was put in that prison and they hurt his feet with fetters. That was the punishment in that. You know, so he went through some tough times as well, Joseph. It wasn't just easy straight away, but God worked it so that he was in a good, favorable position to be happy and to have some responsibility, and that would help his time in that situation to go quicker as well. So, you know, God was working out the best for Joseph in that not so favorable situation, and God made it favorable for Joseph in that situation amongst the people as well. So, you know, you've got to think, you know, the daily operations in the prison. You know, he stewarded the work and the order and the routines. As verse 22 says in Genesis 39, "Whatsoever they did, he was the doer of it." So this can indicate to us like the managing day-to-day prison functions, you know, ensuring the prisoners fulfill their duties and chores, whatever that was then, and possibly overseeing the meal distribution, the cleaning and organization, because obviously, you know, people had to go to the toilet, people had to wash, They were allowed to wash, people had to eat, someone had to prepare the food. You know, Joseph was a part of organizing all those things. We can assume that in there because of the, you know, day-to-day responsibilities of running something like that. And so, you know, we can see here that Joseph didn't wait to be free to act responsibility. No, he served with order and diligence and structure, even in confinement. And so he could have thought, well, I ain't doing this, you know, I'm wrongly accused here, why should I do this? But his heart wasn't that way. His heart was to do and move in the situation that he was, which was actual favourable because God was with him and God made it favourable. And then if you think about the trust and the authority, you know, he's steward the keeper's confidence in him. So the keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, right? Genesis 39:23. So the keeper or the warden had total trust in Joseph. Because obviously he probably seen the exact same thing that Potiphar saw in Joseph. So Joseph didn't just help out. You know, he ran things so reliably that the supervision become unnecessary for the keeper, right? So this shows Joseph's steward delegated authority and he honoured it, you know. So the keeper honoured this wisdom and stewardship of Joseph, and God obviously was working in that as well. And so it's really beautiful to see. You know, like we read in Luke 12:42, it says, who then is that as faithful and wise steward, not student, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his Lord shall make ruler over his house? Joseph was exactly this, a faithful and wise steward who could be trusted without direct oversight from anybody else. You know, and that is a great privilege. You know, that he must have been such a great character, such a great person, so humble and so reliant that you can see it in them. You know, I've been at work and there's been some, I've had supervisors in my old jobs and some are not so great, but some are really brilliant that you would just want to do what they tell you to do because they were just great, excellent delegators and respectable and got the job done and under their kind of watchful care and due diligence, everything was great and the workplace and the environment was brilliant. But there's been other, like supervisors and managers I've been under, completely waste of time and made the job not worth wanting to be there, or you don't want to be there, you just want to go home because of how you're being treated. But Joseph must have been a lovely man, you know, great heart, and that shone through with God working in his heart as well. So his own attitude, you know, he stewarded his heart. And that's what we all have to do. We have to steward our heart, our minds, our attitudes. And we all got attitudes. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not so good. But we want to keep a good attitude, even in pressing times and difficult situations. And that can be hard, you know, but it can be done. We can do all things through Christ, which strengthened us. So having this kind of mindset and heart is very important. And it's in us, you know, it is in us, in each person. So we can see like his attitude and his actions and the way that he done things, like he didn't get bitter. No, there might have been times he got disappointed, but he didn't get bitter because he wouldn't have been able to move in the way he did. And he didn't withdraw himself, like, you know, like a lot of people, they get hampered or put back and they withdraw themselves and they don't do nothing. They can get a bad attitude or they can be a victim mentality. Now, I'm sure Joseph could have easily had a victim mentality, but he didn't, did he? And, you know, he still helped others. You know, he interpreted the dreams, right? And he hoped for a better future. He had vision. You can guarantee, like, he didn't just see himself staying where he was. And also, especially that God gave him those dreams. He must have fought back at those times. So we can see that not only did he managed his own attitude, he manages his emotions, his inner attitude, like what was going on inside of him. He managed it. He stewarded those thoughts. And he stewarded his faith and his relationship with God. You know, like in Proverbs 4:23, it says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. you know, you can get bent out of shape very easily because things may not be going your way in life, or things might just be hard and things are not flowing easy for you like it might be flowing easy for other people. We can become jealous, we can become envious. You know, we can have the wrong attitude, but if we steward our heart in the right way, we'd be thankful for our lot in life, knowing that God has got a better future for us from where we are at this present time in our life. Even right now, you might be in a great place, but God's got a better place. You know, there's always improvement with God. There's always an upgrade with the Heavenly Father. So, you know, a steward's first responsibility is to self-govern ourselves. You know, we take care of ourselves. We take care of our heart, our mind, our time, our action, and we do the things that God shows us to do. So Joseph ruled his own spirit, like we read in Proverbs 16:32. You can go and read that yourself. And then his talents. You know, Joseph, in Genesis 48, verse 8, it says, chapter 40, verse 8, "And they said unto him, We have dreamed a dream. And Joseph said unto them, Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me them, I pray you." So Joseph didn't, you know, bury his spiritual ability to reveal what those dreams could be, you know, because he was in a not favorable position, but he used them to serve. And so we know that these guys had these dreams and Joseph was able to interpret them because God was on his side. He had the Spirit of God. So Joseph served the butler and the baker in that prison. You can read the story for yourself. Everyone knows the story. And if you don't, then go and read it in Genesis, right? The whole thing about Joseph and how his journey. And, you know, but Joseph's heart and life and his gift, you know, they were used to not only serve people, but to glorify God and build hope in others. You know, because there was no hope for the butler or the baker or even Pharaoh, you know. But with God working in the situation and his obedience, Joseph's obedience to God, and to use his ability that God put in his heart to interpret dreams and to be bold. Obviously, he was bold and confident. And we can see that just by him saying, like, "Tell me the dream. I'll tell you what it means because it belongs to God and God will tell me. I'm going to ask him and God will tell me," type of thing. Like 1 Peter 4:10 says, "As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." What a great scripture. What a beautiful scripture that is. And Joseph didn't hide his ability. He activated it to serve, you know. And we activate by speaking in tongues, by looking to God, by moving with heart and moving with desire to do the right thing, even when things ain't going our way. And so even in the prison, he functioned in his calling. And no matter where you are, you can function in your calling. You can function as a son and daughter of the Most High God because you do manage your heart and your emotions. You do manage the things of God's will. You are honest. You do have integrity. You can do the right thing and you can steward the things that God gives to you. So Genesis 40, verses 14 to 15 says, "But think on me when it shall be well with thee." This is what Joseph said to the baker and the butler, not the candlestick maker. I don't know where that come from. "But think on me when it shall be well with thee." In other words, look, I've interpreted these dreams for you, and when it's good for you, you know, don't forget me and make mention of me unto Pharaoh. So Joseph didn't just interpret dreams and forget it. He positioned himself wisely. He recognized the moment as a potential pathway to freedom. And sometimes we can do that in our situations that we may be in, and the things that are around us, in our circumstances, the things that challenge us. We look for the best results. We have vision of further than where we are. And we ask God for that. And, you know, when we're walking with God, we got hope. We got vision. You know, God is the God of hope in our hopelessness, just like he was for Joseph. He is for you, you know. So we need to think long term, like Joseph thought long term. He didn't just see himself where he was. He's seen himself in the future. Joseph understood that favor and excellence could open the doors for future doors. He wasn't scheming. He wasn't being a good steward of his future opportunities. Sorry, he was being a good steward of his future opportunities. So we've got to see past where we are, you know, and that's vision. You know, and God's got a, you know, his thoughts towards you are of good and not of evil, to give you hope and a future and expected end. God's got an expected end. His thoughts are good towards you, just like they were towards Joseph. And he's saying, listen, you may be going through some stuff now. You may have challenges. You may have gone through hard times. You might even be in a good place right now. And you've gone through those things. But I got a hope and I got a future for you always. So, and then we think about, you know, divine favor and prosperity. You know, he stewarded prosperity in a confined in place. Genesis 39:23. That which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. So despite being in the prison, God calls Joseph to prosper. He calls, and Joseph calls things to flourish because of the favor of God in his life. He kept the systems running well. He maintained spiritual flow and moral order. This tells us Joseph stewarded the results. He partnered with God in creating prosperity in the prison. People were blessed because of this. You know, because of Joseph being a faithful person and one that stewarded the things that God placed in his hand and the people that God placed in his hands and the opportunities, everyone got blessed. And if you're faithful and submitted, even a prison can prosper under your management. Wow. You know, and that's really true. Wherever you go can prosper. You know, I think of some of the believers that got good jobs. You know, and they struggled in their jobs, they had a challenge in their jobs. God has caused them to prosper and to come up smelling of roses and promotion. You know, and it's really fantastic that when we stay with God, no matter what the difficult circumstances are. I know a few people right now, and you can probably know the same ones, you do know the same ones, that have been in difficult situations in their workplace, which has seemed to be like a prison to them. But they stayed faithful, they had integrity, they stayed trusting God. And Joseph done exactly the same thing. So, if we look at the, in this whole thing, if we look at the area of stewardship, so people, and the, you know, the practical example of the people was the oversight of the prisoners. Daily operation, managing routines and labor. This is the stewardship, right? Trust and authority. You know, the keeper gave him complete control, total control over everything. The heart and the attitude. Throughout the whole situation, he kept faith, humility, and diligence. He used his gifting. You know, the spiritual ability. He used his spiritual. He interpreted the dreams, right? And he looked for future opportunities, like with the baker. And he asked the butler to mention him as well to Pharaoh. And then there's the prosperity and growth. So everything prospered under him. So when we're walking with God, when we're being good stewards, you know, everything will prosper under us, in your jobs, in your families, in your relationships. So stewardship begins before promotion. If you want to be promoted, then learn to steward everything in your life, down to your heart and your emotions and your attitude. Very important. If you've got the wrong attitude, you won't be promoted, that's for sure. Because it's a law again of sowing and reaping, giving and receiving. Unless you cheat your way there, then you don't want to cheat your way there. A lot of people do that, but it doesn't end good. You know, be faithful in the small things or the low seasons when you're going through tough times. Just stay faithful. Stay with God. You know, that's stewardship. And if you're working with other people, manage other people with care, not control. It's so easy to go from caring to controlling. And it's a fine line, you know. And then so we have to stay looking at God and stay humble and meek in what we're doing, especially as leaders. We're there to, leaders are there to serve, to give the right words, to give the right direction, to give the right encouragement to God's people and to help them to make right decisions. It's up to them what they do with it, but we're to give that advice, that good stuff that will help them, and not to control them. You know, it's easy to do that. You know, it's easy to step into control. But everyone's free. You know, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Now, we're to use our spiritual gifting, you know, of speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, of prophecy. No, use the word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning spirits, faith, miracles, and healings is our operation. You know, the manifestation of the Spirit of God is our operation. You know, we operate. We use our spiritual ability. So when we do that, especially when there's hurting people going on, hurting situation, even if you're hurting, you know, speak in tongues, move with God. Don't get caught up in the carnal side of things, especially feelings, thoughts, and emotions. Steward your attitude. You know, it affects your attitude. Your attitude determines your altitude. So we have to steward our attitude, and if someone points it out to you, take it on board. Well, perhaps my attitude is a bit off. Perhaps I need to do a check-up from the neck up. No, God will bless you, because we want that favour of God flowing. You know, and we got it. We're living in grace, but we want it flowing in our lives. You know, and God's favour follows faithfulness. You know, we're not perfect, but we can be faithful. And even in the dark places, you can bring light and order, just like we've seen with Joseph. He brought light and order, didn't he? Again, I remind you of 1 Corinthians 4:2. It says, moreover, it is required in a steward that a man be found faithful. Joseph was found faithful, and because of that, he went from the prison to the palace in one movement of God through those dreams and those interpretations. God knows what he's doing, guys. He's with us. All we got to do is stay in position, stay with a humble and meek heart, stay moving forward, stay desiring, steward the things that God's given you, use the things that God's given you and put it to work so it works for you. God has given us all these gifts and callings to put it to work for us, to use it. And when we're using that, then God's flowing in that movement. And so that's what we want to do. We want to be in the movement of God, you know, in the heavenly flow of God, in that rivers of living water going upstream or downstream, we're prospering, you know, because we're staying with God and we're keeping the right heart, we're keeping the right mind. And whether things are going for you or not, you keep a good attitude, because like we can see through Joseph's life, he had it tough. He really did have it tough. It was really unfair what happened to him, you know, but he stayed trusting God. He stayed with a heart of humility. He looked after the things that was given him. He was a great person. Like, just, you can just see that. I got a picture in my mind of how he could be, you know, just through reading his attitudes and his reactions and his what he'd done, just by reading the scriptures and breaking it down, you know, just with God. Like, you can just see what a great person this person was. Like, you know, very humble and meek, but very strong. No, unmovable in his stand on truth. And we can be the same. You know, we really can be. And it's all in us. And we got, you know, we're as Christ's in this world. So this is what I got and gleaned from Joseph being a steward and in the prison and what he actually steward. And then the next step we'll look at is from the prison to the palace and what he steward from there. That'd be really interesting to look in and go over. So God bless your beautiful hearts. Hope this you've enjoyed this so far.